You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Cannabidiol oil, aka CBD, is now being used in the medical industry for various conditions, such as chronic pain, mood disorders such as depression and anxiety, insomnia, neurological diseases, and even autism. But it's still in its infancy and a bit controversial. I myself do recommend CBD oil to my patients when required. But a question that I'm often asked is if CBD oil is marijuana, and will I get high from it? There are a lot of misconceptions today. So we have here Dr. Rechna Patel, also known as the medical marijuana doctor, who will break some myths for us and give us the ins and outs on how to use CBD oil safely for your health and well-being. Thanks for joining us today on Wellness for Life show. Dr. Patel?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure, sure. So before we start talking about the details of CBD oil, how did you end up becoming a medical marijuana doctor?
Sure. So it all started off with an ad on Craigslist. So I was just surfing on the internet, surfing on Craigslist, and I came across an ad that said medical marijuana doctor needed. And at that time, I was training in emergency medicine. And really what I was seeing was overdoses on prescription pain medications, right? So that landed me in the unfortunate position of having to resuscitate patients that came in barely breathing into the emergency room. Patients who had come in with side effects from the medications that they were taking, the pain medications they were taking. And then there were patients that that were coming in where the medications simply weren't working for them in alleviating their pain. And so, here I was, started off in medical school wanting to help people. And what was going on was that on the one hand, I was giving out prescriptions for these pain medications. But on the other hand, people were coming right back in, as if it was a revolving door. So I started to dig into the research on medical marijuana. And about a year later, I was pretty compelled by the research, especially when it came to using medical marijuana to treat chronic pain. And that's when I signed up to work at a medical marijuana clinic out in Sacramento, California. So this was back in 2012, and here we are in 2018. And I would say at this point, there's no turning back.
Well, can you tell us the difference between medical marijuana and CBD oil?
Sure. So basically, it comes down to a basic difference, and that's the amount of THC, right? So typically what you find on the market when people refer to CBD oil, it's derived from hemp, okay? And by law, hemp is defined as having less than 0.3% THC. And by default, marijuana has more than 0.3% THC. And so that is the fundamental difference when people talk about CBD oil and when people talk about marijuana.
Well, let's go a little bit further, because not everyone knows what THC stands for, and that
sure.
THC is the chemical or the substance in marijuana that makes it psychotropic.
Yes. So it's THC, that's the chemical that has the psychoactive effect. However, what's important to understand is that THC in and of itself does have medical benefits, and that psychoactive effect only kicks in after a certain dose. Okay. And typically that dose can vary from patient to patient. But that's the important thing to keep in mind. The psychoactive effect kicks in when you're consuming toxic doses of the THC.
So then, one of the things that, there's online a lot of information about is hemp versus marijuana plant. Is there a difference?
Okay. Yeah. So basically that's the fundamental difference, is the amount of the THC. If you want to look at it from a very basic standpoint, that's the fundamental difference is by law. And if you look at all the international legal standards, hemp is defined as having less than 0.3% THC, and marijuana is defined as having more than 0.3% THC. Now, hemp, is also used, more for paper and clothing and whatnot as well. because it does tend to have a high fiber content, than the marijuana plant. But if we're talking about, you know, the cannabinoids, the chemicals in marijuana, that's the basic difference, is the amount of the THC.
Right, right. Well, hemp is also, a lot of us, I love it, hemp seeds. We eat the seeds, which is really high in nutrients and omega-3s.
Yeah, yeah, definitely good for consumption too, or when it comes to the seed itself.
Okay, so now that we had that cleared up, that CBD oil really doesn't have any, or is the lowest amount, under 3% of the THC, then let's go into what CBD oil can do. In my practice, like I said earlier in the intro, I use it for various conditions, particularly with pain, headaches, nausea, insomnia, and anxiety. Tell us how and why CBD oil can treat these conditions.
Okay, so first I want to go over sort of the class of conditions that I found beneficial clinically with CBD in general, right? So CBD is an antispasmodic, first of all, right? So it helps to relax muscles. So it's very beneficial for patients, for instance, who have multiple sclerosis, right? So these are patients that experience a very severe form of muscle cramps, and it's very painful for them. So it helps with that, right? So that's number one. Helps with nerve-related pain. So I have a lot of patients coming in with back pain, for instance, and they have, for instance, sciatica, right? So there's either nerve compression, nerve pinching, something that's going on that's affecting their nerve that's causing them pain. Helps with that, okay? And mainly helps with that because it also acts as an anti-inflammatory. So it helps to reduce inflammation that's going on. Then it also helps with anxiety, for instance, okay? And the reason it helps with anxiety, and actually also migraine, is because it affects the serotonin levels in our body. We don't know how, but based on research in animal models, what we found is that it interacts with the same receptors that serotonin interacts with, and impacts that pathway to help relieve migraine headaches, and also help to relieve anxiety as well. So those are basic, I would say, main conditions that CBD tends to help with. And again, you want to keep in mind that CBD is sort of not the cure-all, nor is it the only, you know, chemical in marijuana that has the medical benefit. So clinically, what I found is that some patients benefit from CBD. Other patients need both. They need both CBD and THC to help them with their symptoms or their conditions. And then there are patients that benefit from just THC. So it's really going to sort of vary depending on the condition that the patient has.
When it comes to CBD, it's available everywhere because it's acceptable food. It's considered a food since it comes from hemp. But THC, you need a medical prescription, don't you think?
THC, okay, yeah. So based on, CBD is sort of in the gray area at this point. The language that the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, or I think it's administration in the United States, that they've come up with, it's kind of confusing and kind of hazy, actually. So it's not really clear from a legal standpoint, whether it's legal, whether it's not legal. THC is definitely considered, per federal standards, an illegal, when it comes from marijuana, it's considered an illegal substance. Okay. So you have sort of three categories of states. You have states that have legalized for recreational use, right? So basically they're going in direct opposition to federal law and basically making, products with THC available for recreational use. And it's typically available to anybody over the age of 21. You can just walk into a dispensary, okay? And it's the same with CBD products, too. If you walk into these dispensaries, you can find CBD products as well. Then you have states that have deemed marijuana for medical use. So you need typically a physician's prescription to get access to medical marijuana products, so the ones that have more than 0.3% THC. And then finally, you have states where it's deemed illegal, in which case, you have no access to any product.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. I didn't even know that there's three different, but what I'd like to know is when we talk about CBD oil, and you mentioned all the different types of conditions, what I find a big problem of the CBD oil industry is that there are so many mom and pop stores coming out with CBD, and it's not controlled in the way they make it. They may be using all forms of toxic solvents and chemicals to extract the CBD oil from the hemp. You just don't know anything about it, and it's not standardized. So to me, it's super scary for consumers on which company, you know, is reliable. Have you found that to be true too?
I have. And so that's why I came out with a YouTube video that about how to buy CBD oil. So I'm going to give your listeners some questions that they could that they can pose to the company that they're considering purchasing the product from. Okay.
Sure.
So
that sounds great.
First and foremost, one thing I want to point out is that when you purchase products from a medical marijuana dispensary, oftentimes you can purchase high CBD products at these places. Now, the advantage of purchasing at these places, and again, this only refers to countries, to states where it's legal for medical or recreational use. The advantage that you have is that these dispensaries are accountable to the state, okay? And the state has implemented rules and regulations, standards of operation, protocols that from seed to sale, every step of the process, every person involved has to abide by, right? So there's a lot of accountability there. Now, what if you're not in one of these states? What do you do then? Well, then you heavily focus on laboratory testing. You do not buy a product if it has not been laboratory tested, okay? So that's first and foremost. Now, if you can get a product that has been tested at multiple different labs, independent labs, then all the better, okay? Now, the laboratory testing is important because it's going to give you some key pieces of information. It's going to give you the exact amount of the CBD. It should also give you the exact amount of the THC, okay? Because every plant is going, whether it's hemp, whether it's marijuana, makes some amount of THC and some amount of CBD, okay? It can be varying amounts. It can be really, really high amounts of CBD where you're going to get no effect from the THC because it's completely counteracted by all that CBD that's in the plant. However, it should have, you know, amounts of both. The other thing that the laboratory tests do is that they test for things like pesticides and fungicides. They test for heavy metals oftentimes. They also test for fungus and bacteria, right? So it is a plant. It's a living, breathing organism. And so it's likely to grow bacteria, likely to grow fungus, depending on the environment in which it was in and how it was handled. So that's another important thing to look for in the laboratory testing. You also want to, that's the main thing that you want to rely on is laboratory testing and then looking at the exact amounts of the CBDs and the THC. If you're purchasing from, you know, a facility that's not licensed specifically to dispense. So that's what I would recommend.
Great. Very good. Can we talk a little bit about how CBD oil has been blowing up in the autism industry? Because what I'd like to know is what your experience is in that, if you have any, and how is it that it is actually helping a child? What part of their body, let's say if it's a nervous system or brain, what is going on within that child that the CBD oil can help them?
Yeah, sure. So I have treated a good number of patients with autism, and the main reason that they're coming in is that this population tends to experience a high level of anxiety, right? So it's a population where they're very sort of accustomed to their routine, and any sort of break in their routine can cause them high levels of anxiety, right? So oftentimes, these children are placed on medications such as benzodiazepines, and these are medications that are so examples of this would be like Valium, Xanax, Ativan. They're all medications that are commonly prescribed for anxiety. So they're placed on these medications, or they're placed on what are called SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, right? So we're talking about Lexapro, Prozac, Zoloft, that class of medications. Again, another class of medications that are commonly prescribed for anxiety. So that's the main reason for which I'm treating these patients is for their anxiety, okay? Like I mentioned before, the way in which the CBD helps is that it affects serotonin levels, and it helps to calm them down. And oftentimes, these patients are able to come off of the prescription medications, which actually have a big impact on the quality of their lives, right? So they can be highly sedating for the child. Emotionally, you know, a lot of adults will complain that when they're on SSRIs, they feel emotionally numb, right? So they don't, you know, they don't react appropriately to situations. So if something is happening that would otherwise make a person really, really happy, this person isn't feeling, you know, sort of anything. Same thing if something sad is going on. They're not feeling that sadness that they would otherwise feel. So you know, these medications have side effects that impact a person's quality of life. And so when these children are placed on either, you know, medical marijuana products or CBD oil, it helps to manage their anxiety level. So that's mainly what I'm treating patients with autism for.
Great. You know, let's talk a little bit about dosage, because there's so many varying levels. With CBD oil, what is the dosage of, there's oil, there's pellets, there's, you know, infusions, there's so many different. How do you dose it?
So dosing varies highly from patient to patient, right? So as a physician, one of the first things that I'm looking at is what's the amount of the CBD relative to the THC, right? So that's the first thing I'm looking at. And then now you have to realize that CBD, THC, basically all the chemicals in marijuana are fat-soluble substances, okay? So what does that mean? So basically it gets stored in the fat cells in your body, okay? And essentially you have stores of it, like you do, for instance, vitamin D. And so everybody processes fat differently, right? And so some people will hold on to these chemicals in their fats longer than others. And so what I do is I walk patients through a methodology in terms of how much to take and how often to take it. And a lot of people are surprised to find out that they don't actually need it on an everyday basis, because it's getting stored in the fat cells in the body. So basically, to answer your question, I'm walking each patient through a methodology to determine their individual customized dose and frequency with which to use it. Some people need a higher dose. Some people need a lower dose. Some people need it more often. Some people need it less often, right? Essentially, overall, though, it's an as-needed medication, okay? Anybody who's taking it multiple times a day on an everyday basis is overdoing it, and you're walking yourself closer and closer to developing a tolerance to this substance, okay? And basically what that means is that you're going to get yourself to a point where you're taking so much of it, so you get to a point where no matter how much you take, it's just not having an effect on you because you've now developed a tolerance to it. And so that's the other thing that I'm preventing when I'm walking people through my protocol, is we're preventing any tolerance that's going on as well.
That's such a great point. You know, I got exposed to CBD oil many years ago when I had a head injury, had a neck injury that really put me in a position where I didn't sleep very well. And one of the few things that worked for me was actually CBD oil. One of the other things that also I used it on the back of my neck, you know, where I injured myself, where I had the pain and inflammation, and it really helped. So not only can you take it orally, but you can apply it to areas of injury, which is phenomenal. Earlier you said it helps with inflammation. For me, I think it really just helped knock in my ability to use that serotonin receptors and melatonin, in fact, and just gave me a chance to get deep sleep.
Yeah. So the reason it works when you apply it topically is because we actually have receptors for it in our skin. And interestingly enough, my patients with psoriasis, for example, they find it highly effective because people with psoriasis, they get plaque on their skin. So it's basically dry, you know, flaky skin with underlying redness. And because the marijuana is an anti-inflammatory, and because there are receptors in the skin for the chemicals in marijuana, it helps to reduce those plaques. The redness, the inflammation, the flakiness, it helps to reduce all of that.
You say marijuana, but does CBD oil work the same?
Yeah, similarly. So again, it's going to depend on the condition, right? So both THC and CBD actually, in fact, have anti-inflammatory properties. And oftentimes what's happening is that you have what's called a synergistic effect, okay? So especially when it comes to inflammation. So basically what that means is that one chemical enhances the effect of the other. And so again, depending on the condition, if you're aiming for optimal anti-inflammatory effect, then oftentimes a combination of CBD and THC is beneficial.
You know, before we finish, I do want to address how, whether it's CBD or THC, how it can help a cancer patient, because there's a lot of information out there online on high levels of THC CBD combination, and it's super strong, but how it can help control cancer. I'd like your input on that.
Yeah, so here's what I typically tell people. Based on research in animal models and in test tubes, the research does point in the direction that the chemicals in marijuana, the cannabinoids, you know, we're talking about THC and CBD, do have anti-cancer properties. But that's just in test tubes and in animal models, right? So in mice and in rats. It doesn't necessarily translate to humans. And in fact, I have treated patients, patients with cancer have come to me, and a lot of times they'll use it for other reasons, like side effects of chemo, for instance, for nausea, for vomiting, for lack of appetite. And overall, you know, does it have an impact on their cancer? Not that I found clinically, right? So I don't make the claim that it either treats or cures cancer. And this whole sort of a concept of, you know, you have to take X amount, I think it's like 60 grams or something, which is quite a bit.
I know, that's what I mean.
In the first place. Yeah, because you have to realize that there's a dosing range for medications, and that amount kind of automatically puts you in the toxic dosing range where you're very likely to experience side effects from marijuana. In fact, it can cause nausea and vomiting at that level, okay, which is what you don't want in someone who has side effects from chemo. So I don't make that claim. I also think, you know, as a physician, I have to sort of keep the patient's best interest in mind, right? So I get people that are willing to forego conventional treatment and sort of are putting all their eggs in one basket in the hopes that the medical marijuana or CBD oil or whatever will treat or cure their cancer. There's not enough evidence. And there's plenty of stories that are online, but you have to get the full story, right? And that's what research allows us to do. It allows us to take the full comprehensive picture into account. It allows us to eliminate certain variables, right, as well. So I don't make that claim, but it's, like I said, it's certainly helpful for side effects of chemo, for instance, the nausea, the vomiting, the lack of appetite. Oftentimes, these patients get a lot of residual nerve damage. They experience a lot of pain afterwards. So it's helpful with that as well. And again, clinically, I've treated patients with a wide variety of cancers, pancreatic cancer, we're talking about uterine cancers, ovarian cancers, and they haven't really, you know, seen much of a difference in terms of, the progression of their cancer.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Podell, for sharing that. Where can people find more about your practice and your work?
Sure. So they can head on over to my website, Dr. Dr. Rachna, Rachna, Patel, Patel.com.
You know, you mentioned earlier that you actually have a YouTube channel, but your YouTube video that shares a lot about medical marijuana?
Yeah. So medical marijuana and CBD oil. I sort of consider it all as a spectrum. You know, you have CBD oil that's high CBD, and then you have marijuana products that are also some of them high in CBD. But you know, the full range of products that are derived from either marijuana or hemp. But yes, I have a YouTube channel. I put out a video every week. Right now I'm doing a series on how to get medical marijuana in various different states across the United States. Everybody has differing rules and regulations, so I'm walking people through that. And so if you just Google the Medical Marijuana Expert YouTube, it'll be the first result that shows up on Google. And you can just click on that, and it'll take you to my YouTube channel.
Oh, great. That's always helpful. Well, thank you so much for being on our show. And everyone, if you've enjoyed the show, we would appreciate a rave review on iTunes. Do connect with us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you need guidance and want to dig deeper into your chronic health issues, we do phone and Skype consultations with people all around the world. Just go to my website, drsuzanne.com, for my contact info. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.